The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie I, Tanya, written by James Berardinelli for realviews.net. He gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. Runtime is 1 hour and 59 minutes. It carries a rating of R for profanity, violence, and sexual content. This is a comedy drama directed by Craig Gillespie. The cast includes Margot Robbie, Sebastian Stan, Allison Janney, Bobby Cannavale, Julianne Nicholson, McKenna Grace, and Caitlin Carver. At first glance, I, Tanya, might seem to be a darkly comedic satire of tabloid journalism's excesses, as well as seen through the prism of one of 1990's sleaziest headline-grabbing stories. However, the film, as directed by Lars and the Real Girls' Craig Gillespie, comes from a screenplay credited to Stephen Rogers. It works on a different level, illustrating the tragedy underlining a farrago of criminal incompetence. Margot Robbie's dynamic performance plays into both aspects of the movie. She delivers one-liners with vigor while allowing us to see a character forged in the fires of brutality, lit by a self-absorbed mother, played by Allison Janney, and an abusive husband, played by Sebastian Stan. What we remember about the early 1994 incident is straightforward. A group of thugs associated with skater Tanya Harding, played by Robbie, attacked Harding's chief competitor, Nancy Kerrigan, played by Caitlin Carver, with the goal of breaking her leg. The assault failed in its ultimate goal. Kerrigan's leg was merely bruised, and Harding's potential involvement became tabloid fodder. Any short-term gains, such as Harding's capturing the U.S. title, were soon wiped away by her disappointing 8th-place Olympic finish, capped a tumultuous career. But in I, Tanya, we get, as Paul Harvey was fond of saying, the rest of the story. Fair warning, the movie is presented from Harding's perspective, and she purportedly was a consultant. Undoubtedly, the story as told from Kerrigan's perspective would have been a dramatically different flavor. But I'm reviewing I, Tanya, not I, Nancy. The movie shows the building blocks that went into constructing the trailer trash public personality we came to know as Tanya Harding. Her mother is a cold monster who drives her daughter using physical coercion and psychological abuse. Her husband, Jeff Gillooly, the architect of the attack on Kerrigan, uses her as a punching bag. In one of the film's most memorable lines, Tanya opines that Kerrigan was hit once, and it became a major news story, but she, Tanya, was hit daily, and no one took notice. Her lower-class, unwholesome background is taken into account by the judges when they score her performances. Despite technical excellence on the ice, she was the first female skater to land a triple axel in competition. She is graded on a curve because the profession doesn't want her to be the face of the sport. They greatly prefer Kerrigan. Although the surface tone adopted by I, Tanya is breezy and cheeky, there's a lot going on beneath the facade. The faux documentary approach, which allows fourth wall breaking and razor sharp asides, allows the movie to jump around a little in time. But when the screenplay isn't poking fun at various flunkies and their actions, it provides a window into the sad, lonely, affection-starved life of the main character. I, Tanya, doesn't court our sympathy so much as it encourages our understanding. No one is going to condone what happened to Nancy Kerrigan, whether she knew about it in advance or not. Tanya cannot be held blameless. but Gillespie's account argues that there were two victims in this incident. I, Tonya features several standout performances, and the makeup-slash-costume corps deserves praise for the transformation of recognizable actors into doppelgangers of their real-life counterparts. Robbie, following in the footsteps of the many dazzling stars who have allowed themselves to be de-glamorized when demanded by a role, often while in pursuit of an Oscar nomination, embodies Harding, heart, soul, and profane mouth. Robbie's performance is on a level where I wouldn't quibble with any awards acknowledgments. In the supporting category, Allison Janney's interpretation of Tanya's mother is so terrifyingly real that it's impossible not to be mesmerized and horrified that such a woman could exist. Mommy dearest, anyone? Finally, Sebastian, the Winter Soldier Stan, is a mirror image of the real Gillooly. Black comedies are difficult to do right, in large part because the tone becomes a high-wire act between pathos and humor. I won't argue that Gillespie always finds the perfect balance, and there are those who will argue that Tanya's character comes across as whitewashed. However, although curiosity about the incident may draw us to the film, something openly acknowledged during one of the fourth-wall-breaking voiceovers, I, Tanya, holds our interest by exposing the falseness and commercialism of Olympic-level skating competitions and illustrating how the perseverance shown by Tanya is perceived not as an asset but a character flaw. The film's strength is that it does more than simply make us laugh. And once again, I, Tanya, it's a 2017 film directed by Craig Gillespie, starring Margot Robbie, Sebastian Stan, Allison Janney, Bobby Cannavale, Julianne Nicholson, McKenna Grace, and Catelyn Carver, with a screenplay by Stephen Rogers. It runs 1 hour and 59 minutes. It's rated R for profanity, violence, and sexual content, and this is a comedy drama, and Mr. Berardinelli gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars.